Prepare to have your health questions answered here on Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions with Dr. Todd Binkley, owner of Binkley Healing Center in downtown Ventura. Now, here's Dr. Todd.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley, board-certified doctor of non-force chiropractic and practitioner of functional medicine. What is functional medicine? Functional medicine means restoring normal function in your body, in every living cell, tissue, organ, and system. And the practice of regular medicine, while important and necessary, of course, doesn't work for everybody. Maybe you don't want to wait until your disease is bad enough that your insurance will pay for it, because the only things that your insurance company will typically pay for are pharmaceuticals and surgery. If you're looking for something that gives your body a fighting chance to deal with a situation on its own, using your own immune system, your own physiology, your own inner resources to heal yourself, that's what functional medicine is for. It usually involves doing more tests than you get when you go in for a standard medical office visit. It's much easier to diagnose obvious kidney disease or obvious liver disease or obvious heart condition than it is to get a full picture of your overall health. It requires more tests to really see how your entire system is functioning. And because everything affects everything else, you want to know that. So when somebody comes to me, I'm going to typically do a 55-point blood panel, 80% of the time at least, sometimes additional tests, tests for hormones or neurotransmitters or chemical toxins or heavy metals. Sometimes a stool test is necessary for a severe or inflammatory gut condition. You know what the most important test is? A case history, a good case history. I take the time to do a good case history, to answer all your questions, and then to truly understand what's going on with you. That's the best way to identify what other tests might be necessary to identify whatever is ailing you. Sometimes I have to order scans, MRIs or CTs or X-rays or ultrasounds. But whatever it is, we get to the bottom of the condition of your body, figure out what's necessary for your body to better heal itself. And then we do that. We do the healing and repairing with better food, exercise, and supplements. So some people are already eating an excellent diet, and they've got that covered. Sometimes their diet needs a whole overhaul. Oftentimes it's something in between. Maybe you just need to stop eating a few things and add in a little bit more of this or that. A lot of people are aware that that might be a good idea for them already. And exercise is different for everyone. Some people can't do certain exercises or any exercise sometimes because of pain. And so I can often help people get out of pain that is preventing them from doing proper exercise by identifying what's causing their physical ailments and using non-force chiropractic and stretching, some other techniques to get rid of your pain. So that's important. But mainly with exercise, the most important exercise is the one that you'll do and enjoy, because if you really hate it, you're probably not going to do it for very long. So yeah, you have to find something that you'll enjoy. And the easiest exercise for anyone, almost anyone, to do is just simply walking. So better food, exercise, and supplements. Most people, when I do the tests and do the case history, identify what's going on with you, I always find nutrient deficiencies. I'm just going to say always. I've never seen anyone who's getting all, very rarely see anyone who's getting all the nutrients they need. That doesn't mean no one is, but people who are getting all the nutrients they need to heal and repair themselves and exercising and eating good food usually don't come see me because they're, you know, not having any problems that they need any help with. So yeah, almost every time someone comes in, I'm going to be recommending some supplements. And so I'm going to talk, the subject of today's talk is going to be why you shouldn't buy cheap supplements from Costco, and how to identify quality supplements that actually work, that'll do the job, that'll do what you expect them to do. How do you tell the difference? That's what we're going to talk about today. But before we do, for those of you who don't know, if you like what you hear on the show and you want to hear more, or maybe you've only just heard a tiny portion, maybe you've heard the whole show several times, but I just want you to remind everyone that either way, you can always listen to all of the past episodes anytime you like, on demand, just click and play. On my website, BinkleyHealingCenter.com, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. So you can go and listen to them. I think there's some 60 episodes I've done now, a little over 60. I think this is number 63. Check those out. And You're welcome to contact me at any time. Email is best. Sometimes people need to send documents. So Dr. Binkley at BinkleyHealingCenter.com. So I guess before we dive into the difference between good supplements and bad supplements, I'll talk a little bit about who can I help? What are the conditions that I treat? What is functional medicine for? So technically, I don't treat anything. I'm not here to cure any medical condition. I identify conditions that other doctors miss by doing more detailed testing, but then recommend better fit exercise and supplement to maximize your body's ability to heal itself. And then your body does the healing. So conditions I've helped, I routinely help people with osteoporosis, arthritis, the effects of mold toxins and heavy metals and chemical toxins, hormone imbalances, hypothyroidism, anemia. Anemia is something that I see all the time. People don't even know they have it. Most people never know when they have anemia. It's identified on routine blood testing. Anybody who has fatigue, for example, most people who have fatigue, I find, often have a slight anemia that they don't know about. So they can go to their MD and get a CBC, a complete blood count as part of their blood work up. And he'll say, your blood work's fine. If your hemoglobin is above a certain level, if your hematocrit, your red blood cell count is within the broad medical range, then you're, insert air quotes, fine. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're healthy and that you're getting enough iron, that your bone marrow is getting the nutrients it needs to make adequate new red blood cells. And the most common causes of a deficiency are iron deficiency anemia, and B vitamins, especially folate, B12, and sometimes vitamin B6. And those are all identifiable on a complete blood count, a very inexpensive test, the entire complete blood count with all of the different versions of testing the red blood cells and white blood cells is like $15. So in my experience, when people bring in their blood work, a lot of times that's not done as part of a routine blood workup. They'll do it if they suspect an infection or anything else that, you know, requires doing a complete blood count. But it's often not included on just a, quote, routine panel for, say, an annual physical, which just mystifies me because I find so many things that otherwise get overlooked without a CBC. Fatigue is one of the most common things that people come for. Helped many, many people, thousands of people with fatigue, unexplained fatigue especially, which almost never has one cause. It's usually several little things that are adding up. And really, to get a good result, you need to identify all of them and address all of them to have the energy that you deserve to have and be able to maintain it. Chronic infections, I see that a lot. Again, on the CBC, people don't know that their body has a bacteria or a virus or some other kind of bug that your immune system just never completely fought off. How do we identify that? Your white blood cell count goes low when you have a chronic infection. Most of the time, most doctors are just looking to see if you have an acute infection. Everyone's has experienced an acute infection. That's when you have a cold or the flu and you get a fever and a runny nose or cough or, you know when you have an acute infection because you can feel it. When you have a chronic infection, chronic, like chronology, chronos, means it's just been there for a long time. It doesn't say anything about how good or how bad it is. Obviously, it wouldn't be good. But chronic doesn't necessarily mean bad or severe. Chronic just means has been there for a long time. And when you have a bug that your immune system is never able to completely fight off for months or even years, then your white blood cell count goes down. You have a low white blood cell count, and not off the charts low, like if you have a really severe condition, which would be caught by any standard medical exam, but just slightly low white cell count for no apparent reason. Well, the reason is your immune system is still struggling to fight something off, and it's never been able to completely finish the job, and so you need support. Oftentimes just getting your vitamin D level up to the proper healthy range, which is between 50 and 90. The blood level of everyone's vitamin D should be between 50 and 90. And most doctors will tell you it's fine if it's above 30. It really needs to be between 50 and 90. To achieve that, most adults need to take 5,000 IU of vitamin D per day. Some of this is review, but it's important to go over some of this stuff, the most important things that people can sometimes forget. Even people that know that they should be taking that much vitamin D forget sometimes or drop off and need to think they're fine because they've taken it for a long time, but you don't know for sure unless you test. That's the best way to know if you're getting adequate vitamin D, and insufficient vitamin D is probably the most common overlooked cause of a slightly weak immune system that would cause a chronic infection that would result in you having a chronic infection or your white cell count to go down. So other things that show up, protein deficiency shows up very frequently. People don't realize that they're not, they may be eating plenty of protein, but they're not getting enough to maintain a healthy level in their bloodstream, which is so, so important for healing and repairing every single part of your body. Every cell in your body is made mostly of protein and fat. And so if you lack sufficient protein, it's going to be difficult for your body to heal and repair almost anything that needs it. But vitamin and mineral deficiencies show up all the time. I test for dysbiosis in the gut if necessary. It's obvious just based on your case history. If you're having indigestion, gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, all of the above, or cycling between different symptoms like that, that is often the result of dysbiosis, which means too many bad bacteria and not enough good bacteria in your gut microbiome. So test for that a lot, really important if necessary. Sometimes it requires doing a stool test to fully identify all the bad bugs and the good bugs and see if you have not too many of the bad ones and enough of the good ones. And both are equally important. I'm Dr. Todd Binkley. You're listening to Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions to Almost Any Health Challenge. Today's topic is why you shouldn't buy cheap supplements from Costco and how to identify quality supplements that will do the job, that will do what you want. So how do you tell which supplements are best? Well, there are good companies that you can develop a certain amount of experience with. So I'm going to list some of those here in a minute. And, you know, if you've got a good company that's made several products that you've taken, then it's a pretty good chance that almost anything you buy from a really good company is going to work out well. But there's many companies that make good products, is what I was trying to say. And there are, unfortunately, many more. The vast majority of supplements in stores, especially, are not so great. And some of them are completely useless, and even some of them can even be harmful, especially energy boosters or some of these cleanses that people take, liver cleanses, gut cleanses. I really encourage people to get seen by a professional before they do those things because they can cause a lot of problems with your liver and can make you sick, can stir up toxins that your body can't flush out fast enough. And muscle building products, these things, they're just designed to load you up with protein and inferior other things along with that. So the protein isn't necessarily the problem, but some of the other stuff they put in there, stimulants and lousy, crappy vitamins and herbs, imported herbal remedies, you know, Chinese herbal products with strange labels if they're cheap, you know, anything that's, you get what you pay for. So buying cheap supplements is usually a bad idea. There are some exceptions. Vitamin C is a major exception. Vitamin C is very inexpensive. Ascorbic acid is the same wherever you get it. There are some other forms that are important for certain conditions, but if you tolerate regular old vitamin C, buy it at Costco, Trader Joe's, any store, doesn't really matter. I stock other forms of vitamin C for people who need special forms. For example, buffered vitamin C. If you can't take the acidity of ascorbic acid of vitamin C, then you can get buffered vitamin C so that it doesn't have any problem, doesn't cause any exacerbation of maybe gastroesophageal reflux, heartburn, ulcers. People that have sensitive stomach for any reason sometimes can't take regular vitamin C. And for people with severe conditions, people with cancer, people with advanced or severe autoimmune conditions, often benefit from very high dose vitamin C therapy. And if they can't take high doses of regular ascorbic acid, then taking liposomal or powdered forms of vitamin C make that easier to get large amounts. So that's one example. But most things you get what you, some things that you should never buy cheap, fish oil. Cheap fish oil is, it's costs money to buy the proper equipment to filter fish oil properly. So no one should buy cheap fish oil. I only recommend getting fish oil from companies that I've seen the testing data on, because the equipment to test to make sure that any pollutants that might end up in the fish oil is properly filtered out without heat to maintain the integrity of the nutrients in the fish oil. And most good fish oil is caught off the Arctic waters, the cold waters of northern and southern Chile, Norway, one end or the other of the earth, small and little tiny anchovies and sardines and fish that haven't been in the ocean enough to accumulate many toxins because they haven't been alive that long. The ocean's full of toxins. The bigger the fish, the more toxins it's going to have in it, which is why the most toxic fish, the fish highest in mercury, for example, are large fish like tuna and swordfish and shark. So what's the best way to tell if a supplement is good? Give it to 100,000 people and test them before and after they take it to see what effect it has. Obviously, I can't do that, but in conjunction with colleagues that I speak to at conferences around the country every year, that is how I get my impressions of many of the supplements that I recommend. So various companies do testing on their products and cite references in their educational materials. The conferences themselves that functional medicine practitioners go to don't mention products, products by name, but the ingredients and the research behind them that shows certain nutrients effects on various organs and systems and conditions. And from that, practitioners share knowledge and information, experience with various patients, and collectively, the thousands of functional medicine practitioners around the country are using similar protocols of nutrients on common conditions, and we share that information. So that's one of the main ways we find out how products work, by just clinical experience. Every time I give a list of products to you, if I test your blood beforehand, give some products to you, test your blood after, there's a case study of one person. And people say, oh, well, how do you know if you're giving me 6 supplements or 4 supplements or 9 supplements or whatever, how do you know which one did the job? Well, it's not medicine. Supplements are nutrients, are not drugs. Drugs, that's one of the biggest, kind of sad, really. I used to be frustrating. It is what it is. But pharmaceutical companies test drugs singly, right? If you test a single drug to see what effect it has, then you're going to know the effect of that drug. It makes perfect sense, because drugs have a very specific effect on cell receptors, on physiological processes, enzyme pathways. Nutrients don't work like that. Nutrients work in combination. So taking a collection of nutrients to give your body everything it needs to heal and repair itself works better than trying to take one thing. So I might recommend that you take vitamin D and a multivitamin and some fish oil. I recommend those 3 things for everybody. And maybe something for high cholesterol and something for low thyroid. I test you before and after. I'm going to see if I didn't test one thing at a time to see which one works, but I'm going to see if your thyroid improved and your cholesterol went down. And you're going to tell me if you feel better overall, and I can also measure your vitamin D levels. So there are some things we can measure directly on blood tests. There are some things that we can measure indirectly, some things that we have to use the tests in combination with how you feel. That's the reason we do follow-up case history. So, it's not as simple as just testing one drug for one effect, but, that's an oversimplification as well, too, because human physiology doesn't really work the way some pharmaceutical companies want you to think it does. My favorite metaphor is, think of your bloodstream as a river of life. So your bloodstream is a river of life with construction crews waiting on both riverbanks for all the materials needed to heal and repair. They're waiting. They've got a list of projects that have been put off for a while, maybe on hold for a long time because you didn't have the nutrients you needed to heal and repair. Something's waiting, and those construction crews require the necessary materials to do the job. So if they don't get what they need when they need it, then that project gets put on hold for weeks, months, sometimes even years. And that's how chronic diseases develop. So you want to test yourself and then flood your river of life with all the nutrients every part of your body needs, so that it can heal and repair itself. And then you take things away one or two at a time. You start out with everything you need. Identify everything that you might need to give your body a fighting chance, get you as healthy as you can be. And then you slowly remove things from the list and just get back to a core of only taking the supplements that you need because you're not getting enough of them from your food. And typically those three things are a good multivitamin or mineral for the minerals, fish oil for omega-3 fatty acids if you're not eating salmon every day, and vitamin D. Most no one gets enough vitamin D from food or from the sun. So drugs are essential when you need to intervene and get a quick, specific, controlled, reliable, predictable response. And they alter and manipulate cell receptors and biochemical pathways, but they're also all toxic to the body because they interfere with normal physiology. The normal control mechanisms in your body are overridden, and consuming too much or too many drugs can easily kill you. Over 100,000 people in America die every year from properly, correctly prescribed medications, not medical errors. Normally, properly prescribed medicine kills 100,000 people a year. So nutrients versus drugs. Nutrients, unlike drugs, are foods that our bodies have evolved the ability to assimilate and utilize for sustaining life. I'm going to say that again. Nutrients are foods that our bodies have evolved the ability to assimilate and utilize for sustaining life. Nutrients provide the raw materials for building and maintaining living cells. So they're non-toxic, precisely because they support normal physiology. The innate control mechanisms in your body remain intact. Your body's still in control. If you take too much of a nutrient, your body will just excrete it. It will be flushed out through the kidneys and the colon and end up in the sewer. It's possible, obviously, it's possible to take too much of some vitamins. It's possible to take too much vitamin D. It almost never happens. It's very rare, actually. It's possible to take too much iron. That's why, you know, men, that's why they make separate men and women's multivitamins, because if you're not bleeding, you usually don't need to supplement iron at all. That's why menstruating women always need it, and men who don't have hemorrhoids or an ulcer usually don't. There are exceptions. That's why we got to test. There's some things. It's possible to drink too much water. You can get hyponatremia from drinking too much water too fast. Just hyponatremia just means low sodium. You can screw up your electrolytes so bad that you can die. Your heart and your brain will shut down after consuming too much water too fast. It very rarely happens, but Google hyponatremia. It's a thing. So you can literally drink too much water. So you can get too much of anything, but it is rare to get too much of commonly utilized supplement products that functional medicine practitioners use, because we're buying quality products. It's another reason to not use cheap, inferior products, because, you know, sometimes they might have things in there that are harmful. But more importantly, the easiest way to tell, the main reasons to not buy cheap supplements are they often have inferior source materials that are just stale or inert, have no effect at all. The poor processing that cheaper supplements undergo can deplete the potency of them. The cheap capsule fillers and tablet binding agents very commonly prevent proper absorption. So what's on the label is tested. The government requires proper testing of these things to print it on a bottle. That has to be in the tablet or the capsule. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to end up in your bloodstream. And the amounts of many important ingredients are insufficient to achieve the desired effect. So what's on the label and what enters your bloodstream are not necessarily the same thing. High-quality products, some of the brands that I trust are Orthomolecular Products, Designs for Health. Orthomolecular Products and Designs for Health are actually my two favorite brands. You'll hear me talk about some of their products on some of the past episodes if you listen to those. But there are many other great companies: Doctors Research, Standard Process, Douglas Labs, Pure Encapsulations, Thorne Research, Gaia Pro. There are lots of good products. There's just so many, many more that aren't so great. It looks like we're about ready to run out of time, so I will continue talking about how to identify good supplements and what the difference that they make for various conditions. Have a very Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions with Dr. Todd Binkley. If you have a health question you want discussed on the show, email your health questions to Dr. Binkley at BinkleyHealingCenter.com. Take advantage of this opportunity to ask questions for yourself and for your loved ones, because our health matters. Join him next Friday at 2 p.m. for Safe, Effective, Natural Solutions here on 98.3 FM, The Word.